I wasn't going to sing it myself. A few minutes to say something about VBS. It's coming up. It's the first we've been able to have in 3 years. 3 years, yes. Yeah. So, I have a few things that I need donated, and I have a list if anybody is interested in donating. One of the things right off the top that I know of are the zebra cakes from Little Debbie Snack Cakes. They have either round cakes or they have the rolls. Either is fine. I need probably about 12 boxes of those. So you might spend $15. But we need those for a snack one night. Since we're doing rainforest theme, I try to keep our snacks along that line. So that's our zebras. Also still need volunteers. I don't know if you knew, but there is a sign-up sheet. Next Sunday, we do have a meeting regarding that right after. Lunch is provided. I believe we're having pizza. So if you are interested and you don't know what you're interested in, come to the meeting. We'll plug you in somewhere. We still need people to volunteer to take the groups around, like group leaders. And what that means is that you'll walk with the children to their next section, be it crafts or games or what's the other thing that we do? Snacks, which is very important. But if you're interested in donating anything, please see me, and I will go over the list with you, and you can decide whether that's doable for you. All right? Thank you so much.
Thank you. Praise God. It is great to know God is working through His church to minister to His people. Praise God. We got the worship team took us into the presence of the Lord, and we have ministries that are reaching out to our community just to be able to touch those lives with the presence of Jesus and the gospel. I just encourage you, get involved with those ministries so that we're able to impact this community, our community that's just not in this little Wellsville area. It's this whole world the Lord wants us to impact for the glory of God. So I encourage you. Yes, sister.
Wednesday nights, we always do an altar call. And there are always a flood of children that come. Of course, some of them are just little, you know, so I don't know how much sticks with them when a three-year-old comes up and accepts the Lord, but you just don't know at what moment that God is going to get a hold of them and get a hold of their families. So please don't think, you know what, it's only VBS and it's just a bunch of kids. It's important. So I'm encouraging you to help. One other thing that I forgot is butcher paper. I need this butcher paper like crazy. My plan is to take this and roll it and then spray paint it green, and it's going to be vines that are hanging from the ceiling. So I need a lot of it because this whole room will be transformed into a rainforest. Okay, so if you're capable, I know that Jan and her husband went to the Giant and they gave this to them. So they just told them it was a donation for VBS. And so if you can get a hold of butcher paper, we need that desperately.
Is it? Does it have to be that color?
Well, I think brown will be easier to cover with the white.
Okay. Well, praise God. want to have a rainforest. The great thing is, guess who reigns in the rainforest? Jesus, our God reigns. Hallelujah. It is great to know how God ministers and uses our talents and time to just minister unto the kingdom. I'm blessed to have individuals and to be friends and brothers and sisters in Christ to be able to do this and be part of the body of Christ and just enjoy it. It's a blessing to participate. Come out and do what God gives you the talent and ability to do. He don't ask you to do anything you can't do. Only what you can do. And He equipped you already to do it. So praise God. I encourage you with that in mind, those that want to participate and volunteer, if you did not get your clearances yet, please try to get those clearances so that we are safe, you are safe, and that we can all work together and just minister to the children in our community. So just see, Wendy will give you information. See Wendy if you're not sure. Yeah, it's just some online things you got to do. It doesn't take very long, but we just got to take the time to do it. Also, tonight, water baptism. Praise God, we're going to have a great time. I encourage those that are not getting baptized to come out and just support those that are being baptized. I know them all. I all know all of them that are being baptized here, and it is a blessing to know that we can be a part of that, so that they can be encouraged to know that God is working in their lives. Hallelujah. They're raised to new life. That is, I encourage those to come out tonight, 4:00 at Dave and Cindy's house. The address is right there if you need it. And have any other questions, you can see any board member or the pastor. Lastly, just want to remind you about the supplies for VBS. We still need them, and along with food and the workers meeting that is next Saturday after the service. So those that, what you said? Oh, Sunday, sorry. Man, I don't know why. I'm too excited. Next Sunday after the service. So I encourage you to come and be a part of it and be blessed. Lastly, we will not be having a youth until the beginning of August. Okay, on the Sunday night. Are you on Sunday? You don't do nothing on Sunday evenings during August, right? During the BDF. That's during the day.
Monday.
6:30 to 8:00. Okay, wow. I thought it was during when I had to work. Well, praise God. Well, praise God. I can work then. So it's looking like it's a blessing for God to be able to work through it. So if God gives us the opportunity, go forth and do it. So be blessed. Let's give a hand for the pastor. Welcoming back. Let him know if we miss him.
Thank you, Harry. It's good to be back. I just got off my horse. My horse is silver. And his brother is gold. Silver and gold have I not. But such as I have, I give unto thee. In the name of Jesus Christ, rise up and walk. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, we welcome our phone church and also our live stream church with us today. We welcome everyone here in the sanctuary. Pray that God will continue to bless. I want to thank Harry for, while we were away, took over. He don't know when VBS is, but that's all right. Sometimes we all get confused, right? But we thank the Lord for His blessing and His blessing to the church. And we feel very blessed and we thank the Lord for it. We want to look today at Romans chapter 6. We want to talk about water baptism. If you have never been baptized and you're a Christian living for God and serving Him and I encourage you to get water baptized this afternoon, 4 o'clock. Let's go to Romans chapter 6. Starting with verse 3, know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? Wherefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. Father, I thank you for this day. I thank you for your blessing, for your touch, and Lord, for your help. I thank you for the gifts that you give to the church. And Father, we just continue to praise you and worship you for it. We love you. Thanking you, Lord God, for everything you do, we pray that you'll honor your word today in thy name. Amen. A preacher in the South preached constantly on water baptism. The people were tired of it, and the deacon suggested he preach on something else. And he said, okay, give the text and I'll preach on it. And they gave him Genesis 1:1. The next Sunday, he said, by request, the text today is Genesis 1:1. He read it and then said, when the Lord created the earth, he made it 1/4 land and 3/4 water, and that brings me back to the subject of water baptism. Two boys were playing outside. Mother was looking out the window, pushing each other down in the mud puddle. And she went out and heard the one boy say, in the name of the Father and the Son, and in the hole he goes. A man and a woman and a countryman, hillbilly, were scheduled to be baptized, and the man was baptized first. When he came up out of the water, he said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Then the woman was baptized. And she came out of the water and said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Now it was the hillbilly's turn. He didn't know any verses from the Bible. He didn't know anything really. He was very new in it. So when he came up out of the water, he yelled, Merry Christmas to all and to all good night. Wow. The believer's experience involves a transformation so great as to be described as the resurrection or a resurrection of life. Water baptism pictures the experience. The believer's immersion testifies to the fact that because of his union with Christ, he has died to sin. So being raised from the watery grave testifies to the fact of his union with the risen Savior. Wow. And that he now walks in newness of life. So water baptism is very clear, and it's very clear to this point. It is the outward symbol of what the Holy Spirit has done inwardly. The believer is separated from the evil nature. No longer forced, no longer compelled, no longer driven to follow its command. You see, baptism has an end worthy of its divine institution, revelation, or relationship. It is a sign. Understand this, what baptism, water baptism is. It is a sign. It is an advertisement. Wow. One little girl in church, her daddy was getting baptized that night on a Sunday, and she was greeting the pastor, and she said to the pastor, my daddy's going to get advertised tonight. and how true that really is. It shows that the mercy and grace of God are true. It publicizes the covenant, or other known as the contract, that God still offers to mankind today. In substance, or maybe we could put it in importance or significance, it is the same as that offered to Abraham. Paul says it was confirmed and renewed of God in Jesus. It was in effect 430 years before the Mosaic Law was given. In Galatians chapter 3, 27 and 29, "For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ, and if ye be Christ, then are ye Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise." Wow. So baptism, what it is, it's telling this world that God receiveth sinners through Christ, and our God is merciful. So when I see a rainbow in the sky, I behold an advertisement by which the Creator speaks to humanity. It says this: God pledged to the second father of our race, Noah, that he never again would destroy by water. Should that bow disappear, I would have the right to believe that God had changed his mind, and that's not going to happen. When we take communion, I understand that God has approved what Jesus did at Calvary. It is an advertisement authorized and promoted by God that Jesus is the sacrifice to receive all other sacrifices. So should the Lord's Supper be erased, I would have the right to believe that Calvary had been one more tragic mistake and a terrible example of man's humanity to man. Wow. So baptism is in that category. It is that important. Baptism is very important. It's a command. Be ye baptized. It might as well attack the rainbow or the Lord's Supper as to neglect or discount baptism. But no picture developed by any skillful agencies could be either more direct in the message or more truthful and persuasive in text than this picture as far as what Paul was speaking about here. Be ye baptized. It is impossible, church, to conceive of any action more inspiring of sanctifying power than the use of water. We can't neglect it. This command, our very continuance of life, our walk with God depends upon it, depends upon this command. Heaven wants that story told, and that's why we are doing it. It is audible, and it's also visible through living participants. You remember when you were baptized? A lot of us here have. We do remember it. It is a message that spectators can appreciate. And we must accept and we must favor this command. Be ye baptized. So we have God's word, right? In our hands. The wealth beyond calculating. It is what heaven wants, heaven does. And it awaits our signature. It's our obligation, church. It is our obligation as Christians to implement or to carry out And that is what exactly what Mark 16:16 tells us. He that believeth and is baptized. Wow. You know, I know some people they don't like to, because we always give them an opportunity to, before we baptize them, we give them an opportunity to say something. Hopefully it's not Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. But we give them an opportunity to say something, even if it is just thank the Lord for saving my soul. You know, even if it's that. And some people have a problem, you know, they don't want to talk in front of people. One of the greatest things that I know of that happened when I was younger, I was baptized, and man, I thought I had every word down. I thought, man, I'm going to go out there in that water, and I've got my speech down, man, it's all made out perfect, you know, and everything. And guess what happened? I forgot every word. But there's something that I did not forget, and that is Jesus is the baptizer. He's the one. He's the one. You see, Jesus was our example. It is what heaven wants, church. It's an obligation, and it must be implemented. Don't let anybody tell you that it isn't important. There's some people would tell you, oh, it's not that important, don't worry about it. It is as important as your endorsement on a check. Did you ever get a check from somebody and not sign it and try to get it cashed? You know, now there's one person that I know of that can sign another name and get the cashed check. Cash. It's Rhonda. Yeah, I would say that Rhonda. She can sign my name on a check and get it. But I can't hers. I try to do that hers. Oh, no, you got your wife's got it. Then I go to the bank and I said, may I see your driver's license? I said, don't you know me yet? But think about it. It is as important as your endorsement on a check. The funds are released to you as you sign for them. As you sign that check, the funds are released to you. There are always two parties that involved in the transfer of funds, always. The giver and the receiver. Not the giver and the taker. It's the giver and the receiver. You see, likewise, God is one party. I'm the other party. A check properly drawn is a contract or a covenant. And we can liken it to God's word, which is a contract, a testament, a covenant. I am under heavy, think about this, church, I am under heavy eternal obligation to receive it. And the contract is properly drawn to me. My neglect to endorse what has been drawn to me will be a charge against me. Wow. So, when you think about baptism, baptism is visible. It's a personal endorsement. That's what it is. I identify myself by it. I identify myself with water baptism. Of who I am, whose I am even. That's what Paul sets forth to the Romans in our text. It is a likeness, a true picture. It is an identification. When we are baptized, it's telling people who we are and whose we are. I say by a signature, yes, that, of course, that is mine. It is drawn to me. No one can sign for me. Well, I just gave the secret away. Rhonda can. With a check, I personally must endorse it. Well, that just went out the window, didn't it? That is what baptism is, though. Think about it. It is a mighty important act. What happens when I endorse this provision? What happens to it when I endorse water baptism? Number one is this. I renounce all other authority. All other authority. I endorse by baptism the Holy Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. I renounce the deception of the world. I renounce it. The deception of the world, of flesh and the devil. I declare my allegiance, my loyalty, my faithfulness publicly. Wow. Number two, I exercise faith. I exercise faith. When I do water baptism, I exercise faith. Baptism is an expression of faith. I don't do it to go swimming or to take a bath. It isn't meant to be a ritual. It's not meant to be a performance like attending a church supper. It is an exercise of faith. You see, as we look at it, it says, I believe. I believe. It binds me to the Word of God. And it is an outward demonstration of my inward act. Wow. Wow. Isn't that so great? That's what water baptism does for us. Number three, it is obedience. And we know that every Christian wants to be obedient to God. It's obedience. This is my immediate or instantaneous requirement to be obedient where? I had been disobedient. I want you to go to Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2. Look at verse 2. Wherein, in time past, you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now works in the children of disobedience. Now, as you look at that scripture, I believe that Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 2, that all who are without Christ are controlled by the ruler of the kingdom of the air. And that is Satan. That's who they are controlled by. Satan blinds their minds to the truth of God. They are enslaved to sin and the cravings of the sinful nature. Because of the spiritual condition of unregenerated people, they cannot understand. They cannot understand. They will not understand or accept the truth apart from God's grace. And then those who are without Christ are still responsible for sin. You see, baptism is a disclosure of a new nature and also a changed heart. Wow. That's what baptism does. It is a disclosure that we have a new nature and also we have a change of heart. When you got saved, did you have a change of heart? Did you have a new nature? Old things pass away? Baptism pledges me to the clean, undefiled way of living. Wow. We don't do the things we used to do, right? In Romans chapter 6 and verse 4, even so we also should walk in newness of life. Let me tell you something. Baptism, water baptism, does not save you. If the pastor's not careful, it could drown you. But water baptism can't save you. Jesus saves you. It describes my walk as a believer. That I accept a Christ-like character. Wow. I cease imitating the world. I stop imitating the world. Being like the world, acting like the world. Baptism is my pledge or my promise to God. That I'm not going to act like that anymore. I will act more like Him, Christ-like. I look back at my baptism, and I consider my confession and profession, which was, of course, voluntarily, and it was before witnesses. And because of what God did for me, I will not violate that contract. Wow. So baptism has a signifying influence. My failure to adhere to everything I pledge publicly is to sentence myself. I want my family. I want my neighbors. I want my church. That I have taken this step of baptism because I believe. I believe in the Holy Bible. I believe in God, a holy God. Baptism aids to our sanctification, our separation. Baptism does something for you. It is far more than a form. It's far more than a ritual. Far more. It is a sign. It is a sign of grace. It is a sign of spiritual reality. It is a sign and seal. It's a guarantee. Baptism is like a label. Wow. It's like a label. It's like a sign. Not a stain. Not a tarnish. It tells a community that you have chosen well. Wow. It says that in the choices you could afford, you chose the best. You chose to identify yourself with Jesus, the Nazarene. Baptism is a constant reminder of your privileges and your duties. It reminds you that you are a joint heir with Christ, according to the Scripture. I am identified with His death and resurrection and victory. My baptism tells me that, it tells me that my affections may be set on things above, not on the things of this earth. Wow. It tells me to love His appearing. He's coming back someday. It tells me to look for a city whose builder and maker is God. It tells me that faith is the supporting force or the power that will never fail. It tells me that my thoughts need not be unclean or worldly. I can think with a resurrected mind. Because Philippians 2:5 says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. I am reminded that I am transformed by the renewing of my mind, according to Romans 12:2. I need not think in the worldly pattern as the world does. I don't have to surrender to a humanistic philosophy. I have privileges. It reminds me of family privileges. It reminds me of responsibilities. That's what water baptism does. I am reminded that the church is brothers and sisters. Wow. You ever hear that before? Yeah, that's a long, different term. Brothers and sisters, right? brothers and sisters. I remember years ago, somebody saying, you know, using a name. And I said, who in the world's that? Oh, yeah, that's George so-and-so. I said, oh, I never knew. I didn't know him by his first name. It was always brother so-and-so, brother, you know. Brother Himes. Now, since my dad's gone, I used to say, that's my dad, I'm Tim. Since my dad's gone now, Brother Himes, Sister Himes. We used to have a guy in our first church, said, you know, it's called Sister Himes. Looking mighty good today, Sister Himes. Very good. Sister, brother, that's who we called each other. Because that's who we are. We're brothers and sisters, right? Water baptism means, lets us understand that more and more. I'm reminded, I am never alone. I have their victories and their experiences. Wow. I have their fellowship and strength and influence. The family of God is a big family, the biggest in the world. The family. I cannot count on the benefits of this family. I have their prayers. I have the gifts of the Spirit operating through this family. I have the ministries Christ has placed within the family. And these are my benefits, and these are my helps. So in baptism, I am ministered to. Wow. Wow. In closing, the idea of a baptized believer is that they have gone public in declaring that they are wed to another, to Jesus Christ. We would think it odd if a husband never wanted to go out in public with his wife. He might say, I'll eat dinner with you as long as it's at home. Or I'll watch a movie with you as long as it's at home. Or I'll talk to you as long as it's at home. That kind of behavior would be an insult, wouldn't it? It would be. Jesus Christ, I believe, is insulted regularly by his children because in private, they will identify with him. But in public, they don't want folks to know that they are associated with him. Wow. Wow. Water baptism. It's very important. It's a command. Jesus tells us to do it. He was our example. And the Bible says and tells us wasn't sprinkled. He was immersed. The old is gone. The new is alive. And this afternoon at 4:00 at David's in the Often's house, we are having a water baptismal service. And I pray that the ones who have been are getting baptized, if they have any need, physical need, anything, financial need, that when they come up out of that water, God will bless them and touch them and help them. If they have a physical need, that when they come up out of that water, God would heal them and touch them in his precious name. So if you've not been water baptized, or maybe you say, Pastor, you know, I did that a long time ago. You know, I did it as a kid. But I think I need to be rebaptized. I did. When I was in college, I got rebaptized. 1350 East Main Street, Lakeland, Florida, at the First Assembly of God Church. I got baptized again. Well, after the service, I went to the Rhonda. I said, I feel like I need to get baptized. So I did. Maybe you're that way. or you've never been baptized, we invite you to come to the service and be water baptized. Father, we love you and we praise you. We glorify you and we magnify you. And we ask, Heavenly Father, that you would touch, that you would so move, and that you would so minister. In Jesus we pray it all. Amen. If you did not receive one of these water baptismal papers, they were sent in the mail to everyone that we knew of that was getting water baptized. But if you would like to get one,